other day I was reading in a magazine that Bob Dylan had written one of his songs by taking leftover lines from dozens of songs he'd never finished. And I decided, well, by golly, I've got about 15 unfinished songs at home, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the lines I like out of each one of them, and I'm going to kind of cram them all together into a mulligan stew kind of song. But the thing was that all of the songs were on very, very different topics, and so to put them into one song, I had to develop them around a very basic plot and a rock and roll beat. Now, the plot goes like this. You see, there was a fellow named Mr. Blue who is no relation to David Blue at all. He's Mr. Blue because he's kind of sad. And he had a girlfriend who he treated very badly, and so she left him, and it serves him right. That's the plot. What's the story, Mr. Blue? What's the story, Mr. Blue? Did she pull the rug from under you? Did she chop your dreams up two by two and kick them out the door? I could sympathize you, son, but pity words stick to my tongue, and sorry words have all been sung so many times before. Oh, Mr. Blue, you blew your chances long ago. Oh, Mr. Blue, you're through. Quit acting like it isn't so. Odds that she's found someone new while you stand around in rust. She don't want no part-time man with no part-time answer. Understand, she don't want an hour's fall of sand for a lifetime full of dust. Oh, Mr. Blue, you blew your chances long ago. Oh, Mr. Blue, you're through. Quit acting like you didn't know. Song once that went, in a day or two I'll be laying you odds, and I never thought I'd get to use that line, you know. A lot of people never catch that till the end, and then they always say, naughty child, you know, they get that look on their face.